What up, Love Quiz Nation? You are listening to the latest episode of our 5 p.m. Sunday experience, recorded live at our location in Vancouver, BC. So come on in and enjoy a powerful right now word brought to you by our founding and lead pastor, Pastor Terrence Richmond. Enjoy.
How you guys doing? All right. It's been a really good last couple of days. You started that clock too soon. Let me get my little introduction in real quick. I just want to have a last night we did two encounters, which was amazing. And then we heard that the 5 p.m. today was at max capacity for what we're allowed to have. So yay to you. Okay, cool. And so what we have is we were at max capacity, and I really just care about people finding some hope. And so for me, you could turn on some lights, please. It's bright outside, but it's dingy in here. Thank you. I don't know about you, but I got saved and entered into the ministry of reconciliation. And my job and your job, if you are saved, is to lead back people back to the Father. And we are so consumed with all the darkness that's going on right now. Liquor stores are open to make sure that people can numb their pain. But the churches, medication, the pharmaceuticals is still giving us pills to numb the pain. But the churches, I don't see nobody streaming pills. I don't see nobody streaming alcohol. And I said, you know what? If we had max capacity last night for five, I'm going to just throw it out there. If we can get 40 people by 4 o'clock, I'll add a concert or an experience at 7:30. And then probably an hour and a half ago, I got word we got 23 so far. Now those 23 people are waiting for 17 more people. Because if we don't get 40, I said we weren't going to have the 7:30. And so we went about just believing God because we're believing that we are to bring hope to this world. And our job at least is to be open. And if people want to come, cool. It's just like right now, there's a liquor store open. Maybe one or two people pop in, maybe three, maybe four. At sometimes it's no, but they're open so people can come get medicated. In the church, we're too concerned about how many people will come so we could serve them. And now I'm in a struggle because I'm like, man, how could I not serve the 23? When Abraham said, Lord, if we find 10 that want you, will you not save them? Jesus said, I'll go after the one. See, I put my foot in my mouth. And thank God we have leaders that's like, Pastor, you lead, we'll go. And man, people are hopeless right now. And if you're saved and cannot pause for the broken society we are in, you and our priorities are so backwards. And the least we can come together is the people with faith can come together and release something in the atmosphere to give God the wings or the ability to move in our streets due to the sound. You do know right now that there are sound waves in the air right now. There's frequencies. And so when we come together and begin to praise God, what happens is it leaves you, because glory is inside of you. Peace is inside of you. Joy is inside of you. Faith is inside of you. And we come together and release a sound like unto a river out those doors. And God knows what will happen in somebody's life just because a few. Jesus said two or three Funny, we got 23. And so I went back online and I said we got until 5:30 to get that 40. Now I'm going to bump it to 6. And you can sit here while I give you this short little message, because we will turn up. We will turn up. And you can text your friends. You even sitting here can RSVP for the next experience. Trust me, we have plenty of music. So if you were, nah, I heard that song. We got songs you will not hear tonight unless you maybe go to 7:30. But I just believe that God is like, can I find anybody that's willing to dare me to move? We want God to move, but he's like, won't you move? And then I'll move. I'm already moving. You woke up this morning. That's a sign of me moving. All right, let me open my message. Father, bless our ears, bless our time, and do what only you can do. Thank you that we've given you this little block of time to move in our lives. So we ask, Lord, that you take this time as a sacrifice and move in our hearts, open our ears, restore, refresh, reactivate. There's people who have not been in your presence, who have not talked to you, who have not sought you in a long time, Lord. I ask that you move in just these few moments. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, I'm just sharing really quickly about the power of his glory. If you need to listen, Elder John did a phenomenal job last night, and he killed it this morning talking about the power of praying in tongues and in the Holy Spirit. And man, phenomenal job. I'm going to pick up and just chat with you just for a brief moment. So it's going to be quick. So catch it. The power of his glory. The Lord is saying, give me the bones and I'll show you my glory. You see, in the desert where the dry bones were, and the Spirit carried Ezekiel out to see the dry bones, it was nothing but what? Bones. Last night I mentioned, you know, if you would go to some bougie restaurants, you can get as a delicatessen bone marrow. See, a lot of times, like where I'm from, eating isn't over because there's no more meat on the bones. Yeah, a lot of people who are into health right now, I ain't never grew up and heard of drinking bone broth. Yeah, see, we think it's over. My mama used to be like, boy, it's meat on them bones. And the whole point of this conversation tonight is to let you know that all God needs is a little bit. He doesn't need a lot to move in your life, this city, this country, in this world, your business, your marriage. All he needs is a little bit. Say a little bit. And he said, hey, Ezekiel, do you think these bones can what? Live. I know they're bones, but I still see life. And if God says, if you could just give me the bones, give me what you have. I don't need you to have a lot. Just give me willingness. I can work a miracle in your life. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've needed a lot of miracles in my life. Okay? God doesn't need what you lost. He just needs what you have left. We're in a world that's looking for the grand. We overlook the remnant. We overlook the little we have. We want more. We want more. We want more. I don't got time for God because I'm working for what? More. But you don't realize when you sow into him and partner with the Lord and you do what you need to do, but you make sure you are walking with the Lord, man, you'd be surprised what the Lord can do with your 1%, 2%, 5%, 10%. You'd be surprised what God can do in your life. Give me just a little bit. Let me tell you this. Everybody get married with a little bit of faith. Because you do not know what's on the other side of that I do. But all I need is an I do. So we can try out a forever. God loves leftovers. I don't know about you, but leftover gumbo, better than the regular gumbo. You'd be surprised because what? The seasoning gets into the bones. It gets into, man, that's why you see old school eaters. We just bougie. We bougie millennials. They just suck on the bone. They just lick all the juice off the bone and chew on the gristle because it's nutrients in there. And sometimes God wants you to get to what you call rock bottom, but I'm telling you, rock bottom is only God getting to the bones. Hey, you remember, you know how it's that cold. When I first moved here, went over to Victoria, and it was raining, and it's a cold here that get to the bones. See, you've been going through whatever you've been going through, what you call dry season. The Bible says in Ezekiel that the bones were what? Very dry. And I believe God sometimes allow us to go through life and have all the fun we think will bring us satisfaction, the meat. And then we like, oh, that's all the world has to offer me? Now you left with what? Bones. The woman with the issue of blood was left with what? Bones. She tried the doctors. She tried friends. She tried the preachers. She tried everything. Now she was down to the bones. And now God's like, show me what you're working with. I got it now. Nehemiah says, and they said to me, the remnant there in the province. Don't start that over. That's tricking me, please. Who escaped exile are in a great trouble and reproach. The remnant. Say remnant. The remnant. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its fortified gates are destroyed. Let me help you out, Vancouver. We have one of the greatest countries in the world. Vancouver has one of the greatest cities in the world. But I'm here to tell you that the walls are down. This city needs Jesus. And you like, Jesus saved my city. He like, cool, go with me. This city needs Jesus. And without Jesus, this city is on fire. Because God's not impressed with your wealth. He sees your broken heart. He sees how hurt you really are. The Lord hears the conversations in your prayers when you laying next to your spouse on your pillow and you feeling insecure and you feeling with doubt and you plagued with fear. Then you wake up trying to be strong. And God said, I see you. You my child. I love you. Right? Nehemiah, the Bible says there was a remnant left. And how many people know all God needs is a remnant? All God needs is to find one person that says, who's going to stand on behalf of this city for me? Who will dare believe that the dry bones can live? All I need is one. That's all I need is one. I need one person to have hope. I need one person to think bigger than themselves. All I need is one person, one generation to turn around 1,000 generations. Come on, EJ. I need one generation to turn around 1,000 generations. One. Say one. All he's looking for is a remnant. I just need sometimes 1 hour. Can you stop being so busy? As much as we are looking at this, I look again. The glory of God is here. Let me tell you this. Death has been happening. Disease has been happening. We could have stopped when folks are getting AIDS. We could have stopped when all the gun violence. We could stop all the mental illness, all the suicide. There's pandemics all throughout history. Now we got cell phones and we can share, and now it's magnified and now it gets to us and we get all the news rapidly. So now we just have a lens and quicker access to what's been going on. Racism, been going on. Thousands of people being dying, been going on. Genocide, been going on. But will I find a generation in the midst of what's going on that will say, God, here we are. Here we are. I got somebody inbox me right before I came. I shouldn't have checked it, but I should have checked it because it pumped me up. They said, are you guys exempt from the social distancing laws? I said, no. Have you been to our service yet? No. Well, first of all, some people look bigger and smaller on camera. Don't judge from a distance. And it says, "Why? You know, it's not a, you know, it's talk around town." Yes. You talking around town because you watching. What you should do if you, he said, "I've been a supporter of you guys for a long time, but I'm thinking twice now." You were never a supporter. This excites me because we're doing all we could do. Now, our worship team, if they're a little closer than normal, are you asking your baristas to separate when you get your coffee? Are you asking the cash register at Whole Foods or at your grocery store to get a little further? No, we not, but the church is under persecution. We're frontline workers for your soul. But what happens is God is looking for people that will not be backed down by people's ignorance and persecution. When I read the Bible, I don't find no one building the church easy. But what we're doing is standing, man. The government says we can have how many people? 50 people. And your staff and leaders, we're doing what we can do. Why? Because people need hope. So he pumped me up. Sorry, I just wanted to share that with you. And he said, "I sat down and wept and mourned." Are you mourning over the condition of your city? Or are you just making sure your household is okay? Are you burdened that there's people on their way to hell? Are you burdened that the overdose rate is inclining? Mental illness is inclining? Are you burdened? Does that bother you? It bothers Jesus. It bothered him so much, he gave his life for it. It's called glory. When you see the blood of Jesus, that's glory. God will always preserve a person to preserve a people. God will always preserve a what? Person to preserve a what? People. He's looking for carriers of his glory. What is a carrier of his glory? A carrier of his glory. Here you go, Elder John. A carrier of his glory is someone who will never stop praising him. Because the glory of God is the goodness of God. And so if the glory of God is the goodness of God, I should keep his goodness on my lips. Here you go. 2 Samuel chapter 6 says, "And it was told King David, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to Obed-Edom and his household because of the ark of God." What was in the ark of God? The glory of God. His household was what? Blessed, because the glory was where? In his house. He hosted the presence of God. Guess what? How Obed-Edom actually had to have a box in his house like that house right there. That's where the glory was. And wherever we wanted to leave, we had to pick up the house and carry it somewhere. Now God said, "I'm going to find a people, cleanse their body from all their iniquities, never bringing it up to them. And I am going to come out the box and I'm going to live in their box." Guess what? You're the ones carrying around the glory. Moses didn't even have it like you. They had to carry it. And your sin does not kick glory out. It just makes you unaware of it. Here's what our sin does to glory. It keeps the veil up. He says, "So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with" what? Rejoicing. This word right here means spinning around. Hey, my God is so good. He was carrying the glory. You can't carry the glory without praising him for glory. You wonder why we worship. Let me help some of you. When you come to church, you should worship here. When you look at a football team, everybody have on the same uniform. When you go watch them change, everybody got on different styles. They get in their car, different cars. You go home, different culture. So when you're at home, you worship how you worship. That's your culture. When you come together, we should put on the same uniform and worship, even if we don't like it. Why? If you believe just a tiny bit, there's something about a corporate worship. It's unity. So maybe you don't lift your hands at home, but when you come together, if you're in a house that lift their hands, guess what you should try to do? Lift your hands, because it ain't about you no more. You came here to join in the corporate, and when you do the corporate, you're blessed individually. You say, he rejoiced, and David danced. Hey, anybody like dancing? Yeah. And if you don't like dancing no more, you used to dance when you was younger, though. You used to dance at the club. The Lord never asked you to stop dancing. Yeah, the Lord never told you to stop dancing. If you're here tonight, I'm assuming you want to dance, because all the kind of music we play is you gotta turn up a little bit. I don't know if you can. This is not a jazz concert tonight. No. No flute playing tonight. We getting down in Jesus' name. And David danced before the Lord with all his what? Might. He didn't care what nobody thought. Why? Because he was aware of the goodness of God. God needs out. You guys can stop the timer up there, because it's going in circles. Now I'm lost. God needs out. God came in, and he needs out. He didn't come and save you for you. He came in, now he needs out. How do you get out? When you eat stuff, how does it get out? Amen. The way you were made, what goes in has to come out. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth what? Speaks. When stuff naturally stops coming out, you start dying. Yeah. Stop urinating. Stop having a bowel movement and see what happens. Don't praise God and watch what happens to your soul. Don't open your mouth and talk about his goodness. I'm here to tell you that maybe some of your issues that you may be dealing with because you have a praise issue. And what the enemy wants to do in this generation, he wants us to focus on the bad news so he can paralyze our praise. Praise has always been an answer to war, to calamity, to issues. Luke 10, in that same hour he rejoiced. Talking about Jesus. What did Jesus do? Rejoice. That word rejoice means he spent around. And he danced. And what? Glorified in the Holy Spirit and said, thank you, Father. What did Jesus do? He danced. Now, if he's our husband, we're his bride, what does it look like when you're dancing on the dance floor with somebody and they dancing and you just sitting still? Jesus gets down. A little Catholic church here today. Amen. To glorify is to glorify. What does it mean he glorified? To glorify is to release glory. When you glorify God, you release his glory. What is the glory of God? Exodus says, Moses says, show me your glory. And what did God respond? Okay, I will cause all my goodness to pass before you. The glory of God is the what? Goodness of God. The glory of God is the goodness of God. You woke up this morning. Guess what? That's the glory of God. When I see you walk in church, that's the glory of God. When I check my pulse and I'm still alive, that's the glory of God. When I eat my food tonight, when there's many people that's not eating, that's the glory of God. When I wake up and others didn't wake up, that's the glory of God. When I got two legs to move and some people's legs is amputated, that's the glory of God. When I can raise one hand, oh, I got another hand. That's the glory of God. When somebody says something and I can hear it, good or bad, my ears work, I'm not deaf, I'm not dumb, I'm not blind, I can see color, I can see width, I have peripheral, I'm alive, that's the glory of God. My kids are healthy, that's the glory of God. I got a job, that's the glory, forget a job, I got a purpose, that's the glory of God. And when I focus on the glory, what do I focus on? The goodness. I don't care what's going on. What's going on is facts, but I'm focused on truth. I'm not denying facts. I'm just focused on the truth. And God is still good. I heard T.D. Jake say today, he say, we need to stop going to God talking about how we feel and go to God talking about who he is. What a prayer life. Because who he is the answer. So you worship who he is. At the same time, you're acknowledging he is the supplier of whatever it is you're looking for. My kids don't come to me, Daddy, you gonna feed us? No, they come to me, what we eating today? How do I release? I just got a couple more minutes. How do I release the glory? How do I what? Release the glory. How do I what? Release. The only reason we came here tonight is to release the glory. So when you see us turning up and doing what we're doing, guess what we're doing? We're releasing the glory. We hope you join us, but we're going to release the glory. Release, to release the glory is to release his goodness. It's to what? Dance. The world gets this. They come up with dances. There's dances that identify cultures. You can do all kind of stuff. We used to do this used to be the Cabbage Patch. That's back then. MC Hammer. It's all kinds of dances. You don't get saved and lose your dance. You become a better dancer. Woo! Yes. To release the glory of God is to laugh. Tell your face you're alive. Tell yourself you happy. Tell yourself you blessed. To release the glory is to what? Laugh. To release the glory is to clap. It's to clap. It's to clap your hands because he is what? Good. People clap when their favorite team scores. People clap when they get married. Soon as they say, I do, and you say, you may kiss the bride, what do? We clap. You should start clapping because you woke up. You release the glory by singing. You release the glory by declaring his goodness. Psalm 19 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. 71 says, I couldn't begin to count the times you've been there for me. With the skill of a poet, I'll never run out of things to say of how you faithfully kept me from what? Danger. My loving God, the harp in my heart will what? Praise you. Your faithful heart toward us will be the theme of my song. Melodies and music will rise to you and the Holy One of Israel. I will what? Shout and what? Sing. I'll never stop telling others how perfect you are, while all those who seek my harm slink away ashamed and defeated. 96 says, don't stop. Get it. Keep on singing. Make his name what? Famous. Tell everybody every day how wonderful he is. Get him the good news of our great Savior. It didn't say stop during the pandemic. Say, tell everybody every day the good news. Take the message of his glory and miracles to every nation. Tell them about all the amazing things he has done. For the Lord's greatness is beyond description, and he deserves all the praise that comes to him. He is our King, God, and it's right to be in holy awe of him. It's right to be in awe of him. I'm more awe of him than my wife and my kids, and I find that I'm now able to take care of my family, be the man I'm supposed to be, the son, the friend, the pastor, whoever I'm supposed to be. It's because I'm in awe. My affection is connected to the King, the creator of my soul. So Isaiah 60 says, arise, shine. Why? The glory of the Lord is upon you. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Gross darkness shall cover the earth. It's funny how the glory is on you in gross darkness. This is the time for the church to rise. Not when everything's okay. Bible says you don't love the lovable. You love those that's hard to love. You don't doctor people that's well. You doctor people that's sick. You don't use a flashlight when the sun is out. This is the time your light should be shining. Psalm 150 says, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his holy sanctuary. Praise him in his stronghold in the sky. Praise him for his miracles of might. Praise him for his magnificent greatness. Praise him with the trumpets, not just a little bit. He said, praise him with the trumpets, what? Blasting. Praise him with piano and guitar. Praise him with drums and with dancing. Praise him with the loud, resounding clash of cymbals. Praise him with every instrument you can find. Let everyone, everywhere, join in the crescendo of ecstatic praise to Yahweh. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. And I want to speak this over you. Because as sports have went into the bubble, Psalm 91 says, he that dwells hangs out in the secret place of the Most High. You know the presence of God is the Christian's bubble. There's always been a bubble. The NBA ain't the first people to have a bubble. The bubble is the secret place. It's the place where, you know, if they left the bubble, they couldn't come back. And you can come back in the presence of God, but the point is safety is in this bubble. He says no foe can withstand when you in the bubble. And so tonight I want to tell you, welcome to the glory bubble. Unforgiveness can't stay in the glory bubble. Fear can't rule in the glory bubble. Negativity can't produce in the glory bubble. Sickness gets tortured in the glory bubble. Doubt is harassed in the glory bubble. Transformation is a lifestyle in the glory bubble. Wisdom is abundant in the glory bubble. Peace protects in the glory bubble. Peace transcends in the glory bubble. Joy rises in the glory bubble. Faith is ever increasing in the glory bubble. Clarity is normal in the glory bubble. Unity is seamless in the glory bubble. Obedience is nutrition in the glory bubble. Hope is abounding in the glory bubble. Favor is daily in the glory bubble. Love is motive in the glory bubble. Reconciliation is the vision in glory bubble. The Father's heart is the mission in the glory bubble. The church is unstoppable in the glory bubble. Praise is the culture in the glory bubble. Praise is the password in the glory bubble. Praise is the diet in the glory bubble. Praise is the weapon in the glory bubble. Praise is transportation in the glory bubble. Praise is what I do and who I am in the glory bubble. Say, Lord, show me your glory. Yes. I'm in the glory bubble. The devil can't touch me in the glory bubble. When they tell you to stay in your home, they're telling you to protect yourself from a disease that can't be seen. And when it's Psalm 91, it says, stand in a presence that you maybe can't see, but you'll see the glory on your life. And God has provided. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed beg for bread, because the righteous stay in the glory bubble. And tonight when we praise God, I don't care what's going on outside, we gonna fill this glory bubble till it pop. And guess everything in the glory bubble gonna do what? Go right outside. The glory bubble gonna ooze on your life. And sometimes you're gonna ride in your car, you're gonna go home tonight, and you're gonna be sitting there by yourself wondering, what is this on me? I just took a shower. But I pray that there's a stickiness in this atmosphere. You can't tell me nothing. My God is the best God, the greatest God. El Elyon, the Lord of hosts. He is magnificent. He is almighty. He is powerful. No God can stand against him. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is my healer. He is my protector. He is my way maker. He is my miracle worker. He is my strong tower. He is my joy. He is my peace. He is my God. He is my lover. He is my peace. He's my strength. He's my confidence. He's my courage. My God can do all things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you set your children on fire. I come against complacent Christianity. I come against just coming to get fed Christianity. May your sons and daughters rise up and not allow the world and employment and careers to use them, but they use it for a platform for your glory to manifest. Father, we forever give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for joining us. Stay connected with us by following us on social media at LoveQuestINTL Church. And join us next time as we receive another powerful Right Now word brought to us by our man of God, Pastor Terrence Richmond. Enjoy the rest of your day. And in the meantime, get your love fixed, man.